Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm just going to go ahead and add today's second date to the list of things I never thought I'd say. But Chris is on the phone, and Chris thinks he's not getting a call back for a date because he slathered himself in Nutella. That's right. You heard me correctly. Chris slathered himself in Nutella, and that's why he's not getting a call back. He met a girl. Wait, hey, Chris, I never got her name from you. What's her name?
Mariella.
Mariella. Okay. Oh, Chris met Mariella out at a bar. He admits that he's not much of a ladies man. His friends dared him to talk to her. He talked to her, ended up actually going back to his place, and things were moving on to the next level. She went in the bedroom, and that's when Chris got nervous and thought that he needed to spice things up because she might be more experienced than him. So he found a jar of Nutella and put it all over his naked body and then walked into the bedroom without explaining it. And that's when she got up and left, and he hasn't talked to her ever since.
Chris, believe it or not, I think you could come back from this.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I think that you're cute and endearing and you seem sincere.
But I had Nutella all over my body.
I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah. Was it low fat or regular calories? She might have been offended. She could be on a diet, you know. It might not have been the weirdness of spreading it on your body at all.
It was just the regular.
Okay. Well, maybe that's the issue. All right. I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
All right, I'm just really nervous.
You're not near your kitchen, are you?
That's a good question.
Okay, just keep it to regular nerves right now.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Mariella?
Hi, I'm Mariella.
Hi, I'm Jubal.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Why are you calling me?
Well, I'm calling you because you recently went out on a date with one of our listeners, and now you're not calling him back, so he asked us if we could get you on the phone and find out why.
Okay.
His name is Chris.
Oh, my God.
I still can't stop laughing for you.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was weird. It was really, really weird.
Yeah, we know. We talked to him. He sent us an email about your whole date and explained everything. He feels really bad about what happened, but I just want to hear how it was from your point of view.
Well, we met at a bar. Uh-huh. And I thought he was really cute in a kind of, like, nerdy way. So after a couple of beers, I was like, do you want to go back to your place?
Yeah, he told us all that. He said that he was really nervous, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it was cute. I thought it was cute that he was so nervous.
Did you think, I'm going to rock this guy's world tonight?
I don't know. He just seemed like really, really nervous, and I felt like I could calm him down a little. And
sounds like you did the opposite. It sounds like you riled him up.
Did he really tell you everything that happened?
Oh.
Yeah, he told us everything. So,
oh, man, it's embarrassing.
What was going through your mind when he walked in the bedroom?
Oh, my God. She can't even control herself. I do not blame you.
Well, he walks in and he's completely naked, and it looked like someone took him and just dipped him in a porter potty or something, because he had just so bad. He had just like brown sludge all over his body.
Have you ever been with a guy and he just walked into the bedroom with brown stuff all over him?
No.
I mean, just walking into the bedroom naked is enough to kind of scare you. Like, they were already skipping some steps of foreplay there.
Yeah, that alone was, like, really intense. And then I was just standing there, and he just whispered to me, "I hope you're hungry."
Oh, my God.
That part he didn't tell us.
God he committed to this, didn't he?
And did you answer him at all?
No, I just like ran out of there and right out of his apartment. I didn't even say bye. It was just freaky, and I don't think
I have
anyone
to say here.
What's that?
I have something to say here.
What's going on?
Oh, that's Chris. He's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you. And apparently he's heard enough and wants to speak right now.
Hi, Mariella.
Oh, my God, hi.
I can understand where you're coming from, but what I had on me was not feces. It was Nutella. You know, the chocolate treat.
I know what Nutella is. Why did you put it all over your body?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought it would be sexy in the moment.
Well, at least it wasn't the first thing I was thinking.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Why would you do that?
You know how, like, strawberries and whipped cream are fun? And sexy. I just thought that, and I didn't have any of that, so I just went with what I had.
He improvised.
Why would you put it on your body? Like, it was all over your body.
Well, I don't know. I just started putting it some places, thought it would look weird if there was just one area. I thought maybe it would make more sense a lot of areas. I get it now, and it wasn't the smartest choice. It was just me trying.
You should always discuss food items in the bedroom prior to bringing them into the bedroom.
I know that now. I mean, duh.
Duh, figured it out the hard way.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, Mariella. I mean, I didn't mean to freak you out. I was just trying to have a good time, and, you know, it got off the rails.
Yeah, that'll happen. You're trying to have a good time. Before you know it, your lap's covered in Nutella.
Yeah. And your arms and your chest and your knees.
I mean, I was just trying to be sexy, and then sexy went all wrong.
Yeah, that was like the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Well, can I interest you in doing it again? Because Chris would love to go on a second date with you. We will pay for it if you'll go out with him again.
No, Mariella, before you decide, it will not happen again. Any kind of food thing, I won't do it. I think we'll have a really great time. Please go out on a second date.
I think you should give him a chance. I mean, I know that image is going to be hard to erase from your memory. But he said some really sweet things about you.
Well, I mean, obviously this was a really bad, tragic mistake. And I can tell that you had really sweet intentions behind it.
Yeah, I did. I only had good intentions.
Really sweet intentions. Chocolate hazelnut sweet, to be exact. So, will you go out with him again, Mariella?
Yeah, I'll give him another chance. Why not?
Yes!
Really?
I knew you could do it, Chris.
Congratulations, Chris. You got a second date.
It's going to be fun, and if you want to try some other foods, I'd be down for that.
You're like at a restaurant, though, Chris.
That's what I meant. You didn't think I meant the other thing, right?
I think you need to be very clear with Chris going forward about all food activities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.